This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, March Madness upon us. A lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. Shout out to the Loopholes if you listen. You are one. Hope you had a good weekend. John Lopez has some more madness in the loop style. It is the foods you love to hate. The Elite Eight. 2 out of 3 wins. Advance to the championship. J-Lo, take it away. Foods you love to hate.
Yeah, you and Figgy gave me this idea. We've been doing this a couple times last week. We'll do it at least 2 or 3 times this week in the spirit of the NCAA tournament, March Madness. These are the matchups. You might love these foods. I do love these foods. Pretty much all these foods. Pretty much. Foods you love to hate. Now, you'll get the gist of what I'm talking about with the first matchup, Figgy. Pistachios that are hard to open. How many times you get those pistachios and you can't even open that little thing? You know, the little nut, the little shell? Versus crawfish, which are delicious, but really difficult to eat, or tedious to eat.
So which is better?
Which one do you hate do you love to hate the most?
And I love both of these the most, too.
Pistachios
That's crazy.
Are awesome. But they're hard to open sometimes. They don't
sometimes
open
get them shellless.
No, sometimes they have the ones with no cut in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you can't get your fingernail in there.
Yeah.
You gotta get your fingernail in there. I'll start. I love crawfish, though. I love pistachios. That might be my favorite little
snack. I'll go. I like pistachios way more than crawfish.
But they're hard. They're frustrating.
Yeah, but they're worth it.
So which one is the hardest to eat that you love?
Which one do you love to hate the most? Like, you'll go through the difficulty because you love it that much.
Pistachios. All day.
Yeah, I would say, pistachio.
Oh, this is an upset. I thought y'all were both going to say crawfish.
Nah, it's too much sometimes, man.
Okay, so pistachios gets the Sharpie.
The thing about crawfish, though, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, and it's a commitment.
You know it's a commitment before you go.
Yeah. All right, the next Elite Eight game. Pumpkin spice in something other than coffee versus Peeps around Easter time. You'll love them.
I don't like either one of those things. Man. I don't mess with
either one
of those.
All right, well, then let's do it this way on this one. Who wins? Which one do you hate the most? Pumpkin spice and something other than coffee or Peeps around Easter?
I got to go with Peeps.
Yeah, Peeps are nasty. Nobody wants those. Those are a bit.
Peeps are going to win, but I'm voting for pumpkin spice and anything other than coffee. It drives me, as you guys know, nuts. Hey, it's a pumpkin spice donut. Yuck. Gross. I hate that. Pumpkin spice, weird stuff. Did I see pumpkin spice? I want to say it was like pudding. No, it was rice pudding. Pumpkin spice rice pudding. Get the hell out of here with that. All right, how about these? And this might be another one where this is the next Elite Eight game. you have to hate it the most. Having to eat that dish that your aunt brought versus pineapple on pizza.
I mean, I would say, like, which do I hate the most?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not ever.
Like, you got to put it on your plate.
Sometimes the aunt brings a good dish. Pineapple on pizza is never a choice for me.
Yeah.
It's never going to be a thing. So my aunts can cook their asses off, too. So mm-hmm. I can get down with that much easier than some pineapple on pizza.
Auntie, let me get some of that.
See where my mind was on this one? Like, there are some dishes, whether it's an aunt or somebody you just feel obligated to eat. It takes up vital space on the plate. Like, if you're not really all into it, like, there are so much food you can put on your plate, and then you have to, because you don't want to be rude, put some of that on your plate. That, to me, that's crucial. I'm going to vote on that. So what'd you vote? Pineapple?
That's the worst. Yeah, pineapple's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that.
All right, so pineapple on pizza gets the Sharpie.
Can't believe that even it goes down.
I
it's a little more popular. Than
no, it's very popular.
Yeah.
But Auntie can sometimes bring it.
Yeah. All right, next Elite Eight matchup. Save the best for last. Which do you hate the most? Dishes that have the tail on the shrimp.
Oh, that's the worst. You don't even have to say anything.
What's
else.
Worse than that?
Okay.
Nah. But leaving the tail on the shrimp in a pasta is garbage. It's trash. It's one thing if you give me some peel and eat and I got to do it, but you're going to make my pasta and then throw the shrimp on there with the tails or throw it in the soup. Nothing's worse than that.
I got one
that
of those.
That is absolute
Saturday
scumball stuff.
I thought about y'all because Saturday I got some really good dish, but it had the tail on the shrimp.
It's awful.
And I couldn't really tell if the tail was on there
it's
or
terrible.
Not. So I just ate it, and I was, like, crunching.
The worst is some of the shrimp be having the whole skin and all that on it, too.
Yeah,
so you have to peel the skin off and take the tail off.
It's awful.
Well, I think I know where you're going, but dishes that have the tail on the shrimp versus a crab that you have to crack and get the crab meat out yourself.
Some people like that. That's hard for
that's
me.
That's up there with crawfish.
It's up. It's,
you know what you're getting into right there.
You cut your finger sometimes. On the shell or whatever. Like, I love crab, like the stone crab or whatever, but you're trying to break it open, and then you snap it, and it sprays all over your face. Then you try to get your finger in there to get all the meat, and you got a little scrape on your finger. That one is very underrated, frustrating, but I'm going to go with the tail on the shrimp,
yeah.
too. So you want to do the final four now, or you want to wait until 12?
Let's do the final four now.
No, all right. Pistachios versus... Pistachios that are hard to open versus peeps everywhere around.
Peeps
Easter.
Are worse.
What do you hate more?
Peeps are worse.
Peeps. Yeah, I got to go with peeps.
They're awful. No point. Make candy corn look like freaking Milky Ways.
All right. Pineapple on pizza versus, this is a brawl now, dishes that have the tail on the shrimp.
Tail on shrimp, because you can take the pineapple off the pizza. You can just like throw it off. You can rip the whole cheese off if you want and fold it up. But, I mean, what are we doing? And it's always at a nice restaurant, too.
Yeah.
And then there's the weasels on the text line. Shout out to you. They will say, well, you know what? It leaves the flavor. Give me a break.
Not worth the risk reward.
Well, just eat the tail. Why the hell do I want to eat the tail?
Yeah, I don't want to eat the tail.
Like, what for what? Like, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
Hey, you just should eat the tail. Why? What am I accomplishing there?
Yeah, no.
It's the worst.
I'm with you. I actually had a very nice meal. I had a really nice meal on Saturday night. And then I was like, why are they here?
I like peel and eat shrimp. Like, if I have to do the whole thing there, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you already got my damn Alfredo pasta right there.
Yeah.
It's steaming hot. And you put the shrimp on there with the tail?
No.
Just give me the shrimp on the side then and let me peel it and put it in there.
And then throw it in there.
Yeah, just throw me the give me the shrimp on the side and I'll squeeze it in there.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we have a championship game. Peeps versus dishes that have the tail on the shrimp. It's a good one. You hate Peeps.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I'm not a big Peeps fan either. You got your Easter outfit done for your girl?
No. I don't know, maybe.
Peeps versus dishes that have the tail on the shrimp.
You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
I got to go with Peeps, man.
Oh.
I got to go with Peeps because even with the shrimp, the tail on the shrimp, I would still eat the Alfredo.
I'd
just be digging into it, but yeah. I'm not eating no Peeps, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I'm going with the shrimp on the tail. I think it's one of the most ridiculous things that people do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's lazy, justified laziness. So I'm going to go with that.
You know, Figgy, you kind of convinced me. I think I'm going to go Peeps. Because that, like I said, I got this idea because I had that Saturday night. I ate the hell out of it. I just was frustrated with the tail on the shrimp. I'm going to go Peeps. Peeps is your food you love to hate the most.
All right. There you go. Another Elite Eight. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, we're going to do sports scandals. I have 8 sports scandals.
Right.
And we're going to discuss which one was the most entertaining. Entertainment value. We're not power ranking morals here, so don't sit here and
Deshaun Watson was the worst.
Yeah, I'm not. We're not doing sexual stuff either.
Yeah,
we're gonna leave the sexual stuff out unless
had enough of that.
The text board says otherwise. I'm sure.
Maybe a Tiger Woods might come up or something like that, but we're not doing like that deep in the game. So don't get on to me when I start to express my fascination for the O.J. Simpson trial
for some really heinous
acting
thing.
Like I'm supporting murder or something like that. There is some under-the-radar cheating scandals. Shohei Ohtani, by the way, is supposed to speak today.
We'll see about that. Who's his interpreter going to be?
I don't know. Probably not the same guy.
Yeah, I would doubt so. I would doubt it.
Does the Astros, the way stuff went down with their cheating scandal, does it make you feel any different about how MLB should handle the Ohtani thing?
No, because I'm not deranged on social media. It's two different things. It's a team conspiracy in the game versus and obviously, you know, I think people have held on to that far too long. That's a different story versus a really bad connection that the face of the game has with a illegal gambler. I think those are different things. And I also think this kind of fell in his lap. You know, it wasn't like a conspiracy by unless he did. Then we'll be talking. If Shohei Ohtani, if it comes out that Shohei Ohtani actually was the one, you know. Well, then we're talking.
I don't even care.
But I'm saying it would be more apt. It would be closer to what the Astros.
I would rather
did.
Them just move on.
Yeah. Well, they're going to move on.
Apparently, there's an FBI investigation.
Yeah, because of the money. I guess anytime the money gets involved like that. But like for now, from what we know and what we think, like this guy had a gambling problem. Shohei helped him out. That's still a big problem for Shohei. But it's not a baseball scandal like the Astros. Like, if he's gambling.
Can baseball afford to have, like, let's say that we find out the worst about this. Mm-hmm. Can baseball afford to lose Shohei Ohtani as the face of their sport? Because he was, I don't want to say he was the only attraction. I don't want to minimize it. But from, like, a national brand perspective, mm-hmm. he's it, right?
Yeah. Well, they're already fading with him. So no, they can't afford to lose him. Like, baseball is really having a hard time, man. This just in. They're really having a hard time.
Coming up, let's go around the NFL. DeMeco Ryan speaks on the Texans' additions. The Tennessee Titans, are they being smart or not? Plus, a lot more going on at the owners' meetings next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!